This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. These are tough days to be a packaged food company like, say, General Mills, which reported disappointing earnings yesterday, or ConAgra, maker of Chef Boyardee, and Ready Whip, it reports tomorrow. American shoppers are increasingly skeptical of processed foods, and that means once iconic products aren't selling as well as they used to, while at the same time, Wall Street keeps pressing those companies for higher profits and cost-cutting, which makes it harder to invest in developing new products. Marketplace Mark Garrison reports now from New York.
If you want to get a handle on just how much American taste is changing, look at your grocery store like a cartographer. The action is increasingly not in the middle where all the cans and boxes of processed food sit, but in the produce and meat sections on the edge. Aaron Lash follows the packaged food industry for Morningstar.
Consumers have been shopping the perimeter of the grocery store in search of fresh, healthy fare.
General Mills admitted this week that part of why sales were disappointing was the company didn't spend enough on creating and marketing new products that'll draw shoppers in. The company does say it has high hopes for a new Very Berry variety of Cheerios without artificial colors and flavors. David Hankis isn't sure that kind of thing alone is enough for the industry. He's with Technomic, a food consultancy that has worked with various packaged food companies, including General Mills.
Adding new flavors or taking things out might have success for a quarter, two quarters, three quarters, but it's not necessarily true innovation that's driving long-term growth.
This is where the tension between short-term and long-term performance gets tricky. When sales fall, investors push for short-term cost-cutting. But that can be dangerous, explains Dartmouth business professor Kasum Ilawadi.
Unfortunately, that's when companies cut what they consider discretionary, which is R&D and advertising, and that's exactly the wrong thing to do.
If struggling companies cut back on investing for the future because of troubles in the present, they risk not having as bright a future to look forward to. In New York, I'm Mark Garrison for Marketplace.